This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So unfortunately, the Elijah Vera Tucker news after we got off the air yesterday got worse. Torn triceps, surgery, the whole deal. You're just not going to see him. This is a man who has dealt with a lot of injuries since being drafted. When he's healthy, he is a dominant force on that offensive line. Clearly, this is a big blow for Aaron Glenn in his first year, and that sucks. And now we're still waiting on the Andrew Thomas news. Is Andrew Thomas going to play in week one? That's a big one.
Here's the good news on that side is that he was in full pads and did a full pad practice yesterday. So how comfortable he feels this morning and how he came out of that practice yesterday will probably determine as to whether or not he plays this week against the Commanders. It was interesting. Reading the Giants side of things, you know, everybody's all jacked up that he's going to be back. Reading the Commander sides of things, they need to protect him. They need him more for 16 weeks. You know, maybe the first week he's not out there. And if he is out there, maybe, you know, he's not going to be in great shape to play a full NFL game. You know, so it depends on which side you're reading from. But this Elijah Vera Tucker thing, I just feel so bad for that guy. I mean, he is a really good player, and he's supposed to be a foundational player for the Jets. And much like the previous regime, I mean, they've dealt with injuries, and every team does deal with injuries. And I don't, it seems to me like the Jets and the Giants just have just an insane amount of injuries to players at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of why they've been bad. I mean, we're also so focused on it, but there's injuries all over the place in the NFL. But I mean, there are just key pieces to these teams that you're right, that go down. I mean, there's a specific difference in the way the offense looked for the Giants when Andrew Thomas was there and when he wasn't. And him being on that line is just as critical as Dexter Lawrence being on the defensive line. And you know, I'm not really concerned about the Giants' defense being competitive, but I still do have major concerns about their offense being competitive. I know that Russell Wilson is a more seasoned player than Daniel Jones, and another year of Malik Nabers should be good, and you got three running backs now that you can count on, but they're second wide receiver, you know, after Malik Nabers, their wide receiver core I don't love, and this offensive line's got to prove it. I mean, they has to prove it.
Yeah, and it's a shame that these two players are kind of like, well, we know AVT's done, but I mean, as far as Andrew is, whether or not he's going to be able to play, I mean, and play a full game. I mean, that's the other thing. But both teams have tried to build these offensive lines. You know, Joe Douglas tried to do that when he was here. And now Muji's doing that with Membo, the addition of Membo to this group. And then all the free agents that both of these teams have signed as offensive linemen and how all those guys seem to get hurt or just don't work out. It's an amazing thing watching these two teams go through this, because one of the things, or two of the things about the Philadelphia Eagles that everybody talks about is that combination-wise, they have the best defensive and offensive line combination in football.
Yeah.
And I would think that the Lions are right there with them, especially if Aiden Hutchinson's going to be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about that last year. I mean, and the Lions getting as far as they did, even though they got blown out in the divisional round.
They were a disaster defensively the last month of the season.
Yeah, no.
They were horrendous. And, you know, they gave up, what, over 34 points per playoff game?
Well, they only played one playoff game. So, I mean, it was that home game they hosted the Commanders and got their asses kicked. But in that, you know, it's amazing just thinking back. They were so bad defensively. They played one great defensive game in their last like seven games,
and it was against the Vikings,
against Sam Darnold. And then the next week, well, they had the bye. So then the week after that, you know, here comes Jaden Daniels and the Commanders slicing and dicing them.
Oof.
And then the Jets hired their defensive coordinator. Awesome.
Well, I mean, a lot of that stuff was out of his. Just like it was.
Wasn't that when a coordinator is supposed to shine when it doesn't have all the great players?
Yes, I guess you could say that, but I would just, you know, my feeling is that all these coaches, you either catch a break or you don't. You catch a break if you're a bad team and all of a sudden there's a Jaden Daniels sitting there when you draft number two overall. And he changes, well, the ownership changed down there, the coach changed down there, mm-hmm. and the quarterback changed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the entire outlook of the franchise changes. And, you know, the Giants, I think, thought they had that with Daniel Jones, or at least they were hoping for that.
Yeah, now the Indianapolis Colts are hoping for it. I think that the Jets, the Saints, the Panthers, the Colts, those are going to be the worst offensive teams in the league. There's got to be another one in there I'm probably missing. But I think the Jets could be the second worst or worst offensive team in football.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, it's going to be so ugly to watch. There's going to be so many third and sevens, third and eights that they're not going to convert.
Well, you know, I think what they're going to do, and this is what everybody says, and even Mike Tomlin said it this week in regards to what Aaron Glenn's comments have been this entire offseason. We want to run the ball behind a big offensive line. We got three running backs to do that, and we have a running quarterback that should help the running game. And just by sheer athleticism alone, you'd like to think that Justin Fields is going to get you four or five first downs a game, and that's something that Jet fans have not seen or been a part
with
of.
With his legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'll make some plays with his legs. I would think that Tanner Engstrom, their offensive coordinator, is there's going to be a lot of bootlegs, a lot of seven-man protections, a lot of, like, cut the field in half kind of stuff. And then as Justin gets more and more comfortable as the season goes on, which is what they're hoping for, then they'll do more and more things that maybe Detroit does within their offense. But they don't have the offensive playmakers that Detroit has.
Man, I am so curious to see the Jets week one. I am so curious to see if they're going to be competitive.
Here it is, the Lions defense in December of 2024. This is last year.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Points per game. They gave up 32.5 points per game. Yards per game, they gave 429 yards per game. 321 through the air. And every single one of these statistics, they were either last or 31st. That's how bad the Lions defense was going into the playoffs last year. And it's no wonder they lost the home game to Washington.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's injuries and other things involved there, and they were decimated, but it is kind of funny to say that the team that ended the season the worst defensively in all of football, the Jets, ended up hiring their defensive coordinator.
It's funny.
I know, don't give me the hey, this, hey, that. Just that fact alone is pretty funny.
When they were healthy in September through November, they were fourth in the league in defense.
Yeah.
And then as they started losing players, that's when it all started to come apart.
You know what they say.
What do they say, G?
It's not how you start.
It's how you finish.
That's right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.